Hey there, adventurers. Get those headphones adjusted, immerse yourself in fantasy, and roll the intro.
Do you get any stealth advantage for being in prone?
Mm-mm.
No.
What? If there was something to like, if there was like a wall or something, you like a half wall that you wanted to crawl behind, I would give you something, but this is just an open road. Like
it's night and raining, good sir.
Yeah.
Oh, a huge dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
You are.
I'm still lowering
you
my.
You would still literally be the same. Yes, but you would still be the same height up that, like Bernie. So it would literally just be a Bernie-sized movement.
Great big
movement
chest.
Going around.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got them big pectorals.
Let me see.
Pectorals.
He's flying as well.
Yeah, yes. I was just wondering, just like, man, them short legs. He just jumped.
I think there's a flying symbol.
Oh, I'll do that, yeah.
I think.
Probably.
I would hope.
There's wings.
Okay.
I am going to... You want me to do stealth check first? Or just move and then stealth check?
If you're going to move, you can roll your stealth check. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well, if I roll my stealth check, then I ain't going to want to move. I'd rather just move and be caught.
That's meta... Kind of metagaming.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you say you're moving and you're rolling the stealth check,
11.
You have to move.
11, okay. Where are you moving to, exactly?
Just right, like...
Move your token for me. Okay. Where you were going to move to.
Like, on that corner of the building.
Okay, so you have cover.
Just kind of, I was trying to follow
cover.
The wall.
Yeah.
Kind of almost, yeah.
I'll give you cover, because the only real guard that could see you is this one right up here.
Yeah.
So I am going to roll a perception check, but I'm giving you cover, so the DC will be higher for him. And he did not succeed with a 12.
Thank God.
So you're good. Okay. Anything else? You've only done movement.
Well, we're not still not technically in combat, right?
No, we are not.
So like 1 minute isn't going to matter much.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not going to rage, but yeah, so I'm not.
Okay.
I'm good. That's it.
Okay. Go back up to Jonathan. Him and his boys will come up on the same roof that... Jonathan will come up on the same roof as Venric, and then the other three... Let me get three more tokens real fast. We'll get up on the adjacent roof. And kind of just hide. This guy's going to be behind the chimney. This guy's... And then these two are going to be, like, behind the peak. And just, like, peeking over. And just waiting for anything they need to do. So yeah, he'll hold his turn, action. He'll be like right there. So
real quick, I don't see Venric's token.
Yeah, he's on the wall, on the other side of the wall that you're on, but I'm just doing that because in VGT, that's a wall. And no matter what your height is, you can't see over it unless
I'm actually back here on the roof
with John.
But with that wall, I cannot see over the wall that you're on. But because I'm on high up on the roof, I just put my token there so I can see.
Yeah.
But I'm not actually there.
So, all right, Bernard, you are up in the air flying. What are you doing? It's your turn.
All right. So Bernie is going to take a look back as he's flying there, and he's going to be like, course, and start rearing back towards the towards this rooftop
where Venric and
how high would you say it is, just so
the highest point where like Jonathan and Venric are is about 20 feet.
So I'll use my full movement to get there and lower myself, grab a rope and tie it on the point.
Yeah, sure. There's like an ornamental at the peak. It's like got a nice little design, and there's like, let's say there's like two little, like, they're almost like hooks that like bow off, and you could tie it like on either side of that.
Or rather, what he's going to do is he's just going to give one end of the rope to, he's going to move towards Venric.
Okay.
And then just scowl and give it to Jonathan.
Okay. Jonathan takes it.
What do you want me to do with this?
Tie it on the end.
Okay.
And he's going to put and the other end and
tie it.
Like bite into it, grab his cloak, and use his dash action to start going back.
Going back up. Okay.
So I'll say just get another 10 feet up and 30 feet there. So
okay. You have 10 feet of rope left.
Just to get there, tie it on. It's going to be my turn.
Okay. All right. Good turn. Kronos, you're up. You're hanging on the wall.
Yeah. I'm just gonna keep poking my head up and see where the rest of the internal camp guys have gone.
Okay. I'll just keep you on this side of the wall, if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep watching them.
Okay. The ones closest to you have moved away, and you can see one of the two on the other side coming around, making their loop to the front of the temple where you all are at.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Is that it?
I keep hold of it, and I just duck back down.
Okay.
I just turn my head around to see what the rest of the guys are doing again. So.
Okay.
Watching pretty much.
Venric, it's your turn. Are you just gonna hold?
I'll keep okay. looking, like trying to observe everything that's happening as best I can.
Give me a perception check as you're like looking over through the temple, and there is like a big round, like you know how some churches have that big round glass in the front, like above the doors. There's one of those, and it's all shattered out, so you can 14. Kind of see. In a little bit.
Okay.
14. You can see some moving light inside. Mm-hmm. You see, like, you would presume somebody carrying a lantern or using the spell light or something, and it's following them. And then it like starts to walk towards the back of the temple and then disappears. So right, either so went into like a room or
as we've downstairs. Suspected.
Yeah. But you only saw one of that. That's all you got there. All right. It's the guard's turn again. They are the four are just moving, so 1, 20, 25, 30. So now you, the ones looking can see that the two guards on the right are about in front of the two front doors of the temple now as they make their way around. All right, that's their turn. Venthro,
I will walk 30 feet more.
Okay,
that way.
Oh, shit. I forgot to do something, but that's okay. Okay. You do see the guards acknowledge that you're standing there.
Well, I'm on my move.
Yeah. But they don't. Obviously, yeah, it's not their turn, but you see them acknowledge you.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I continue walking. That's my turn.
Okay. Falcon, it's your turn.
The least of the stealthy.
What do you mean? I'm walking in the open here.
You're not you, buddy. Honestly, Valcon, like, is just gonna hold in place for now.
Okay.
Just keep watch and see what everyone else does and what Jonathan does, if anything.
Okay.
All right.
Hold your turn. Jonathan, just hanging out, waiting for something to go down. Bernard.
All right. Bernie's gonna... So that's 10 feet, so 20 feet. He's gonna take most of his move, his full movement to go... Oh, come on. Let's give me on the wall or... On the edge.
Okay.
And can I tie the other end?
Sure. Yeah.
To get like a zip line.
Yeah.
I didn't think he had enough rope. You said he only had 20 feet, 10 feet left, and he made 20 feet to the wall.
I have 50 feet of hempen rope.
Okay.
So.
Didn't you go 10 feet up?
Yeah, from the roof.
It's 50 feet across, though.
Or did I? Is that all right? Would it go short?
I'll say that's right. I mean, it's 50 feet from wall to. So it'd be tight. It'd be very, very tight, but it'd be the full length of the rope.
Which is good, because we don't want it to sag, you know?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay, so you tie a rope, making like a little zip line thing, okay?
Yeah, and just, I think he would fly down and hide in, like,
behind a bench or something?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. Give me a stealth check.
All right. So people get a way in and right, advantage. That is a 15.
15, okay. So you tuck down behind this bench that's behind a fountain and you stay down there. Okay. Kronos, it's your turn. You would have saw this because you're kind of hanging on the wall and you saw Bernard come down. And
I see these guys walking around. I believe the map that was written by that we had previously showing the guards going opposite directions, they're now going the same direction.
Yeah, they are.
So I can only assume some things have changed.
Maybe. Probably.
So I see Bernie took behind the pew, behind the bench, and for certain, pretty much say there's not enough room for me there. So, I'm
probably
going
not, no.
to probably stay where I am, I guess. And just wait to see how Vinthro's plan comes to effect as he walks in.
He's also got to walk in.
He's literally just about to walk in, so we guess we will see. How about it, Vinflor?
Okay. Benric, still doing the same thing?
Still doing the same thing.
Okay.
Keeping watch.
It's the guard's turn. So they acknowledge you do see this one closest to you turn its head to the two that are walking.
Mm-hmm.
And those two are going... Ah, shit. Those two are going to start making their way to you.
Mm-hmm.
How far are you? 60. They use their full action to move up within 5 feet of you. Boop.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop you. And it looks like they are like looking you up and down. Try to see through your disguise because you don't have any guards with you, and that's really weird. And rolled a fucking 6. All right.
Wow.
After they look like they're done surveying you, they went from holding their halberds from one hand to two hand, then they go back to one hand and like turn on their heel. They don't say anything. They can't move anymore, but they do turn on their heel to, and you're like, shit, that worked.
I follow them in.
Okay. Well,
so
it's your turn.
I'll
walk.
I'll wait with them. Yeah, I'm walking with
you'll
them.
You'll wait? Okay. So. Valcon, you... I'll say you saw this. I'll say you were, like, peeking around the corner. And Venric would have saw this. Jonathan would have saw this.
I was going to say, because I was going to, if they, like, did anything weird, like some perception checks. Like, I'm studying them, so I'm just going to... I'm going to watch them and Vinthro and hold.
Okay. Give me a history check.
Not very smart. That was a big one.
Nope.
All right. Yeah, you don't notice anything. All right. Jonathan, again... He was like getting ready to Venric. You saw him like put his hand on his sword, getting ready to like jump down to help Vinthro. But then he like relaxes. That's all he does. Bernard, it's your turn. You're hiding behind this bench. You did see these two guards just walk out the front for some reason. You don't know why.
Right.
But those two guards that are on patrol are now gone.
And the windows you said are broken into.
All of them. Yep.
All right. I mean, this is quite a distance. Again, grab the flaps of his black cloak.
Okay.
Just go. He's not really going to take off the ground, but he
float.
He's a little faster.
Yeah.
He's just going to use a dash action just to get close to the window.
Okay.
And look into the thing. Do you want me to throw a stealth or?
Stealth, please. Yes.
Yeah.
Because no one's actually actively looking at you, so it's not going to be hard, but yes, please.
Come on. I keep forgetting where it is. Advantage.
Oh, that's three dice.
That's two ones.
Two ones.
I only reroll one, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's an 11.
11? Okay, I'm going to roll a perception check.
No, don't.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Rolled another fucking six. Nobody notices you. So, yeah, you look, man. You like peek your head in. As far as you can tell, there's nobody in this temple. There is a desk that seems like there's a book, like a really old book on it. There's a lantern that's lit. There's like dirty, worn out, patched rugs everywhere on the bottom of this wooden floor. There's a bunch of wooden benches that are all still intact. You definitely do see there's a bunch of broken glass in front of each window on the inside of the temple. Towards the back is an altar that still stands, a wooden altar, with a worn out like cloth that draped over the middle of it, and a book that sits lied open with another lit lantern. Then there is, I don't know if you can see this from there. No, you can't. That's all you see.
If the windows are big enough, he's just gonna
They're big enough.
I'm just gonna open the door and go this way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry. Boop. Perfect. Okay, you're inside.
Just like this.
Give me a perception check. Give a listen once you land, listen around, see if you can hear anything.
Perception check, eh?
Yeah,
that's a 7.
Yeah, no. You just hear the rain outside and the thundering off in the distance.
Just gonna squat behind the pew, and that's gonna be my turn.
Kratos, you just saw Bernard make it inside. You actually can... might be able to see. Yeah, you can actually see him inside right now.
Yeah.
And he seems to be safe.
Nothing stuck him behind a bench.
Yeah.
I don't want to go up there because there's a good chance I will startle whoever's in there to his presence. So I will basically pop over the other side and watch Vintro as he has been Vintro as he starts making his way in. So I'm basically watching him as he's moving up.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Benric, it is your turn. Same thing?
Yes.
Okay. It's the guard's turn, so they will move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 60 to get back on their patrol. The other ones are moving as well. Yeah, right there. And they're good.
If a dash action doesn't allow me or doesn't look like running, then I'll move my 60 feet up there.
I'll say you can use the dash action and just walk. Okay.
I'm moving my 60 feet up and moving towards the entrance of the temple.
Okay. Valcon.
That rope is still up that Bernie put down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do I need to do if I wanted to get up on the roof?
Athletics check to get on the roof.
Okay.
And then it would be half of your movement speed. Because you don't have a climb speed. I believe.
Let's do that. Natural 20.
Okay, yeah, you make it up there, no problem.
Assassin's and then, Creed I mean, style. The movement speed. So I'll be...
there?
Where the, you know, where the rope is right there at the top, yeah. And, yeah. Do you need me to do a stealth check?
No, because you're not actually, like, getting out into visible or anything like that, so... Not okay. yet.
Just next Unless to Vendrick move in. Now.
Yeah. Okay. Jonathan is going to wait. Bernard, you're inside this temple. What would you like to do?
Since the books are lit up, he would just zoom in with the cloak just to get a peek what they're about.
This book seems to be some sort of attendance meant for, it's really old. You can hardly read the names that were written on this book, but it's just like, if you came here, you'd like write your name down. That's all this looks to be, like to pray or something like that.
And he would do the same with this one.
Okay. When you get there.
Yeah. Sorry.
I guess you're flying, right?
Yeah, like hovering above the ground.
Okay, so you don't feel it, but you see it. The book and the lantern, since there's a lantern right there, there's a tremor in the ground that causes the lantern and book to shake a little bit, and you see it. You would have felt it if you were standing, but you're flying. That's why you see this happen.
Okay.
And then the book looks to be a testament to one of the old gods.
Does it say which one?
You flip to the front cover, and it is... where is it? Sorry, I thought I was in the spot that had this. It is... Lathander. There it is. I found it.
Lathander.
Okay.
Gotta write that down. And he's just gonna duck down behind the altar.
Okay.
Because that was his action, the dash action to get there. And he's just gonna carefully feel the tremors and how they change.
Okay.
He's a little spooked.
Yeah. All right. Kronos, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You do see the two guards reappear, and Vinthra looks like he's walking to the front door.
I'm basically going to hold my position, and when she hits the fan, I'm just going to get poised to leap over and cause as much noise as I can, but not right now until something happens.
Vinric, are you doing anything different?
Oh, nope. Nothing different.
It's the guard's turn. They're going to continue their patrol. I don't know why they're flipped around. There we go. Okay, Vinthra, it's your turn.
Oh, I will walk in.
Okay, Bernard, the door opens behind you really quickly. And you turn around,
and it's Vinthra. I close the door. No, well, technically it's not me. But...
Oh, yeah,
so it's a
half director. That's right.
I'm a half director. Did you see me turn into a half director?
Yeah,
I was in the air.
Yeah, you did see me. So,
I think Bernard would still, hide behind his cloak.
Okay,
just, instinctively.
Okay. That happens, Falcon.
All right, I'm gonna try and cross this rope.
Okay, how do you want to do that? You want to slide by your axe? Do you want to try to walk across it?
Great questions. Good sir.
Yeah.
I mean,
you sure can hold a Goliath?
We're about to
hanging
find
on
out.
It with weapons and all that.
It's magical.
I mean,
rope.
It's a rope, like.
Not magical.
I can't imagine that's a very
real elvish.
Who cares? Who cares? We're gonna find out. Falcon's gonna be, he's gonna be very like scared about it. Like he's not, not afraid of heights as much as something else other than his ham hocks of legs carrying him, is going to like, he's actually gonna put his weapon away.
Okay.
Like, try and get rid of that and then hang and grapple it like arms and legs and then shimmy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm gonna roll to see if the rope holds.
Uh-oh.
So you get out there. Oh my god, I rolled a fucking natural 20.
Oh. How far can I go on a rope?
What's your distance? What's your movement distance? It's 50 40? Feet to get to the other side.
40.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if it was half because it was
Think I'm gonna allow you to use your dash action for this. So you can get 40 feet. You have 10 feet to go on your next turn. But the rope does somehow hold. And you're by your hands and feet.
I'm right here. Okay.
So yeah, you're 10 feet away. So your next turn you can make it there. Make a stealth check.
Mm-hmm. That might not go well.
Oh my god.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Ooh, you're natural. 22.
Yep. You're good. All right. Good turn. Jonathan is just amazed that the rope is holding. Bernard, what do you do? There's a halfling director in front of you.
Bernard's going to peek over the edge of the cloak. I assume he would recognize the illusion, having, you know, known it.
That is up to you, my friend. How do you want to play it? However you want to play it, I'm good with. I will say you probably did see him turn into a this.
Like, how I picture it is like he would, you know, get scared for a second and then, you know, went through.
Yeah.
And just sort of honestly, don't really have much to say to Winthrow, so he's just going to continue moving. Just kind of wave to him.
Okay.
And start moving in this direction. Fly over. And he noticeably flies around the lantern.
Okay.
He's out of...
Okay. So, behind the altar, there is a wall with a opening, no door. And from where you're at... you can't really tell, but there might be some light coming from behind these walls. Mm-hmm. You don't hear anything, though.
Can I look, like, behind the edge? Like,
yeah, if you just want to move your token to see, you can. But you don't see anything, and you actually see the back of the temple where it curves. You do see, like, a broken box, or a crate, I should say, not a box. There is a short little wall to your left. But then it looks like it opens up, and there is definitely light coming from the other side of that wall.
Okay, so he's just going to use a dash action to carefully walk to the other side and just kind of take another peek.
Okay. Feel free to move your token, but you see a lantern sitting on top of a barrel and then stairs leading down.
Okay.
But that's it.
Back to the wall. Wait for the guys.
You and Vinthro feel a tremor, a second one. Vinthro, this is the first time you're feeling it, but there is a tremor under your feet that you feel. The ground kind of shakes. And there's almost like an audible tone that you hear, just from the force of the ground moving. Cronus, doing anything different?
Nope.
Nope, hanging on the wall. Got it.
Yeah.
Benric, same thing?
Yes.
Guards, they just move. But...
How comes it that they didn't even spot any of us?
Vinthro. Yeah, I know. I'm actually surprised. Well, only two of you came in here, so that was something.
And I just walked in that.
Yeah, of course, if I can... Because it's like anytime I'm trying to fuck you guys, I roll really low, and then when I'm like, oh, I'm gonna see if this rope hangs with a fucking 300-pound Goliath on it. Natural 20. Well, it hangs. Whatever. Whatever. I give up. I give up. All right, Vinthor, yeah, you just moved to the back. Not like right behind Bernard, but you're up against that wall where Bernard just passed through. All right. Balcon, you got 10 more feet of movement, and then you'd be at the wall. I'll say another... I said it was only 10 feet, so another 10 feet down to the actual like ground. So you'd need to move 20 feet to be on the other side of this wall if that's what you want to do.
Let's do that.
Okay. Once you drop down, give me one of them stealth checks. Do you want to be on that side you're on now, or do you want to be on the inside?
Inside.
I'll give you the option. Oh, yeah, I have to move you. Sorry, I forgot. Okay, so you drop down right where Bernard used to be, and you're behind a bench. 10? Okay, you make a thud sound when you land just due to your weight, so I'm going to give a perception check to my guards to... God damn it.
Do nothing?
Do nothing. They do perfect. Nothing.
Thank fuck.
Wow. Perfect.
So you are kind of crouched down right there. You do still have movement. You've only used 20 feet, and you still have an action. So if you want to dash, you can. I don't know if that gets you there or not, but...
I still have 20?
Yes. Unless you want to dash. Then you'd add 20 to your full movement.
Decisions.
Or you can wait. You can hang out here.
Let's just take it, buddy.
Okay,
Is that it? I don't know if that's it. Want all. I want to make sure it's all the.
Nope.
There it is.
I don't know, buddy.
You get to the stairs where the front door is. Miraculously, even as you came down with a loud thud, we'll chalk it up to the rain hitting the guards' helmets that they wear. Or masks, whatever you want to call them, and they do not hear you as you hastily make your way to the front stairs. All right. Jonathan is going to stay where he's at, right next to Venric. Bernard. This is yet then.
Bernard's just gonna...
Where the fuck is everyone?
Inside.
Fine. He's just gonna sit the plop down and wait.
Okay.
I love Bernard so much. I gotta say.
Guessing you're doing the same thing?
I've just seen
a big man.
Massive hulk of a man.
Somehow, man.
Literally lumber over a wall, thud on the ground, and then clumsiest sprinting in stealth mode I've ever seen.
Like trips over one of the broken bitches. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
More like, broken.
Yeah.
Making all the noise, and these guys haven't even looked around. He's just going to like hang off the wall, one arm holding on, the other hand hanging off. And he's just going to be like, what? Like, he sees Jonathan up on the house. He's like, what the fuck? Like,
I don't fucking know. What the fuck? You just see Jonathan like amazed right now. Just absolutely amazed.
I'm just kind of in awe.
Who the fuck are these people?
No. Just a quick heads up, we've got two Venric inside. One's on the stairs.
Yeah.
Venric is still on the roof with Jonathan, and I'm on this wall. So I'm going to try and be as graceful as I can and do pretty much drop behind the benches on the other side of the wall.
Okay.
So just inside.
Once you land, give me a stealth check.
I'm a metal man.
Just for comedic purposes, you're also a monk.
Yeah.
For comedic purposes, where Balcon stopped, he's just gonna stand there like a statue, like them.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. Like Emperor's New Groove. Just up against the wall.
Not he's not good at the.
And I have 45 movement.
Okay.
So it's.
What'd you get? Wasn't it like a 16 or 20,000?
I got a 16 on that roll.
Yeah, that's. Good enough.
Okay, so...
I thought I was being rough putting it at 50.
So that's 45 to there. So then what would be my speed? It's plus half.
Dash.
Right?
If you want to dash, it's just double. So it'd be 90 feet.
Okay, so I could pretty much make it to the
You could make path. It fully into the temple, yes.
I'm going to do that. And as I'm, so I'm going to book it, basically do exactly what Valcon did, up the stairs, and just push the door open and just step in and behind this door and just wait for him to come in and shut the door once he's passed.
Cool.
So when Valcon gets in, I can push the door shut.
Good turn, good turn. Benric, same thing?
So I see, like, almost everyone entering.
Yeah, the last person that needs to get in is Valcon, and he's practically there. Because you see, like, you've been watching the guards' movement, and you know he's going to make it in before the second group comes around the front. Like, he's pretty much in, practically. You do see him standing there comically, trying to act like a guard, though. That you do see.
Yeah,
that.
It looks kind of strange. Like, I'll just keep an eye on the patrols moving around.
It's the patrols' turn. They're just gonna move their movement. 30. Okay. Benthro, it's your turn. You guys, I'll say you hear the door open. I mean, they're not. They're old as fuck and not lubed, so you hear the door open.
Phrasing.
And you can see Kronos pop in. What would you like to do?
Well, I look at Kronos. I put my finger up and I walk past Bernard and start walking down the stairs.
Okay.
Is that why you're still disguised as a halfling?
Yes.
Just a halfling. Shh, quiet.
Yes. I start moving only 30 feet. I only use my 30 feet of movement.
Okay. Valcon, you're standing there like one of the guards.
Yes, I am. I'm going to bum rush to that door.
Okay. You make it in.
Oh, I can't. There we go. Okay. Let's see. I was outside.
Can I push the door closed behind him and just like
Yeah.
10.
Door's closed.
20. 30.
4. I will say, you clock the guards because you can see the guards on the outside. So, reaction. Give me a stealth check as one of them kind of starts to turn to look into the window. You can, like, dive behind a bench or, you know, do something. But give me a stealth check.
Oh, but Dad.
It's gonna end off bad.
Yes, it is. It's a 5.
5?
Oh, my God. Man.
They fucking see you.
You just had to fuck it up.
You try to dive behind like a bench and it's just got a bunch of broken glass and you land on the glass. It doesn't cut you, but it makes an awful lot a lot of noise. And this one, like, he sees you.
Well, okay.
He sees you.
Wait, I dive because I saw them?
Like, yeah, you saw them coming, walking towards you, like where they're at right now. I don't know if you can actually see. You kind of
well,
see
I him. Wanted to take my movement, yeah.
Yeah,
because originally, I think we should just go with this. They see me, and I'm in there, standing like a guard.
Yeah, but you don't look like one of them.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's not gonna work, but you can do that.
Of course.
So you freeze.
Yep, I'm there. They see me,
and you hear them like rush to the front door, and now. We will go into initiative to fight.
Oh, yes, sir.
So we'll just keep the round. Oh, fuck. Okay, let me get battle music.
How about battle music?
Yeah.
Nice.
Battle
Thinking
music.
The same thing. Nice.
Okay. Combat actually begins now, as we will start at the top of the round with Jonathan. He hasn't seen what's going on yet, so he's going to hold his turn. We were doing so good. Bernard, it is your turn. I'm going to say you probably don't know what's going on either. Because it's not like these guards shout out like,
yeah,
saves him or anything like that.
I just see Valcon standing like this, I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've been like facing them, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, you do see him just like freeze and stand like a guard.
Could I do like an insight?
Sure.
Just to see if I clock it, because otherwise I'm just going to pass my turn.
Okay.
18?
Yeah, you clock it. You can... Busted.
Is there any purple fabric around?
Sure. I'll say there's some laying on the box right next to you.
He would grab it.
Okay.
And start to... rush. I'm sorry. So that's 15. And dash naturally for 30, and another 10 to get up to Valcon.
Okay.
And just put the fabric around him into a makeshift robe if it's big enough.
I'll say it's big enough for his top part, like his, to drape over his shoulders.
And I assume it's like faded and dusty.
Yeah.
He's just gonna put it over himself and just gonna
go along with me, right?
And that's gonna be his turn.
Okay. Okay, next up is Kronos. I would say you probably noticed this. You saw the guards kind of hurry up their pace to come to the front door.
Okay, so as I go over, stuff comes off the back, wedges under one of the doors to stop it being pushed open.
Okay.
And I'm going to go stand at the other door and hold in my hands and basically go, Falcon, get over here!
I'll do you one better.
Yeah.
I'll say the handles, if you want to wedge your staff in, then both of them. I'll let you do that. That'd be kind of cool.
I will do that. And then, so both handles, put the handle in, push the staff, and basically... push my hands against the staff, holding both doors shut, and be like, Falcon, get over here! Like, to help, because I'm not going to be able to hold both doors from all these people that are going to try to get in.
Okay.
And then away, 1-6, if I can do anything here. I don't believe I can, to be fair. No, can't really do anything. Yeah, end turn.
Okay, so you bar the door with your staff, and Vinrik, what are you doing?
So I would like to hold my action and keep same what I've been doing up until now, but if any one of these guards whatsoever touch that door where my friends came in there, I'll let an arrow loose.
Okay, perfect.
How is it mechanically when you hold your action and you have extra attack with your character? Only
it's
one.
It's still an action though, so I would say you can use two.
I don't know.
Because you're holding your action to do something. So I'm going to say you can use your full attack with both of them. With both your... Because that's still just an action. So.
All right. I like that.
We'll do that.
So yeah, I'll hold my action until... if I see any one of them touching that door, seeming they want to get in there, it's a hail of arrows.
Okay. That's good. Well, it's the guards' turns. So... the guards that saw you get up to the door and they do try to press on it. So do you want to... They press on it, Vinrik, but they can't get in.
Yep.
So do you want to...
One arrow for each.
Okay, one arrow for each. So roll two attacks.
So this is for the left one.
Left one. Okay.
15?
15. 15 misses.
For fuck's sake. Well, I guess they just hit the door frame.
Yeah, both your attacks, they miss, and the arrows like hit the door frame, and due to your arrows,
at least they're aware of me now. Yeah. Maybe
I was about to say
at least a distraction.
Yeah, due to your arrows, the two guards at the front gate definitely like try to look up to see where that came from, because oh my god. Why do I always roll a six for perception? Roll another six for perception. They don't see where it came from. They saw the direction, but they don't know, like, what if you're on the roof or whatever.
Right.
The two that are at the door just got shot at. So I'm going to have them turn around. I'm not even going to have them roll perception. But they turn around and try to start to scan to see where those came from, because they obviously saw... and I think
six.
Number of
the other ones that are gonna move are 45, 50, 55, 60. So the other two guards that were on patrol come start making their way back to the front door, and that is all that's gonna happen with them that turn. Venthro, you are up. I'll say you all heard the door be pushed on, and then obviously it didn't open because there's Kronos' staff. And it's like being pushed on constantly. Well, it was like actually, because they turned around and looked, it was like a couple times and then it stopped. So you don't know exactly what's going on outside.
I continue walking down the stairs.
Okay.
30 feet down the stairs, and I'm waiting I don't know how long the stairs are.
I would say with your full movement, you would get to a floor.
Okay.
So do you want to wait above the floor?
I'm waiting on the stairs above the floor to see if anything comes this way.
Okay. So far, no.
And I will hold my action to attack if anything comes.
Okay. Valcon, what are you doing?
Valcon is going to respond to Kronos, and he is going to run up beside him to help with the doors. Are these 5 feet apart?
It's about 15. The two doors, yeah, they make about 15 feet between the two of them. Damn. So.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll help him at the entrance, and then I'll just yell back to Bernard, and if Vinthro hears me, like, keep going, guys, keep going.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to help with Kronos.
Okay.
So can I throw out there that if they do try to push from the door, then either of us on that turn has advantage on strength save to push the door?
If you both are, yeah, I mean, you both are trying to do something, so it'll be one person will roll with advantage. Okay. But it is Jonathan's turn, and he is going to pull out a bow and shoot at the two that you did, Venric. So let's see if he can hit. Both attacks hit as two arrows land, but he only goes for the one on the right. That's at the front door. Oh man, I almost rolled max damage for both hits. So,
I mean, can we swap out Venric for Jonathan, please?
Nice.
Get out of here.
You see arrows fly deep into and pierce the armor of the guard on the right at the front doors. All right. And then he like ducks back down. Pull out two more arrows. Bernard, it's your turn.
Bernard's just gonna, with this makeshift purple robe, he's just gonna let it slide to his ankles and just kind of
trying to do something.
Grab the edges of the rope and just go after Winthro as he was instructed. Just do a dash with 80 feet total.
Okay.
I can't go through the light. So 30. 15. Okay, so sorry. 30, so that's 60 to there. And he's going to have to walk the rest. So I would say like half walking movement, because it's mixed.
Yeah,
I don't know how you want to rule that.
I'll say half your speed.
Okay, so another 10 feet.
Okay. All righty. Kronos, you're up. What are you doing?
I'm bracing the door.
Bracing the door? So, okay.
Yeah, so stuff's coming out of both of them, and stuff just goes to one door. So I've got it in the notch on the floor, and I'm pressing against it as well. And seeing Valcon's got the other door, I believe we've got these doors covered. So.
All right. Venric, you are up.
So first off, I'll use a bonus action to put a Hunter's Mark on the one that's on the right. Okay. At the door, the one that not Frederick, Jonathan
yeah.
Was shooting at. And I'm like giving him a shout out to focus this one as he will unleash two more arrows.
I will put. I don't think actually, there is a hex sign, is there?
Well, you can choose any. There is one.
Mark targeted. I'll do targeted.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
All right. These two attacks now go to that one.
Okay.
16.
16 doesn't hit.
Come on!
Both your attacks miss. They hit up against the door again as you send off two arrows.
God damn it.
That's the guard's turn. Yes. The one that hit is going to start making its way away from the door to try to find where he's being shot at. And I rolled an 11 from my perception, so I'm going to say that's probably not
good. Oh, he wasn't aware of where I was. So would that be on advantage then, technically, if he's not aware of me?
Well, with your rogue shit, yeah, it would have been. So roll again.
Come on. 18?
18 hits.
All right. The damage. That's 16. Plus sneak attack, yeah. That would be, right? So that's 1d6. Add 1.
Okay.
And then from Hunter's Mark, that was...
That's d6 too, right?
Also a d6.
Nice. 6.
Add 6. And then the second attack...
He's looking hurt, that guard. As
26.
Yep, that hits.
That is 12.
Okay.
Plus 2 more d6.
Jeez.
That's plus another 10.
He is on death's door. As you see, all just these. He's already got two arrows in him. And now he's got two more in him, and he's just really starting to slow down as he is, as he's walking out to the street. Okay.
Right. Then that's my turn.
Then this guard is going to wait for the other three patrol guards to make their way in front of the door, and all three of them are going to press on the door.